Songs from Narnia, 1985. Love is Something If You Give It Away by Malvina Reynolds.
Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you'll end up having more. It's just like a magic penny, hold it tight and you won't have any. Let it spend it and you'll have so many, they'll roll all over the floor. For love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you'll end up having more. So let's go dance until the break of day, and if there's a piper we can pay.
Play for me that sweet melody called Doodly-Doo, Doodly-Doo. I like the rest, but what I like best is Doodly-Doo, Doodly-Doo. Simple as song, there isn't much to it. All you have to do is doodly-do it. I love it so, wherever I go, just doodly-doodly, doodly-doodly, doodly-doodly-doo. Boop, boop.
The hand motions are knees, knees, clap. Clap, switch, 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 and nose, shoulder, nose, shoulder, nose, shoulder, nose, shoulder. When you get to be an expert, you can do it with the fast words. Waddle-ya-cha, waddle-ya-cha, doodly-doo, doodly-doo. Waddle-ya-cha, waddle-ya-cha, doodly-doo, doodly-doo. Simple as song, there isn't much to it. All you have to do is doodly-doo it. I love it so, wherever I go, just doodly-doodly, doodly-doodly, doodly-doodly-doo. Boop, boop, boop. Did You Feed My Cow by Ella Jenkins. Did you feed my cow?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you feed my cow?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
What did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
But did you milk her good?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you milk her like you should?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did you milk her?
Squish, squish, squish.
How did you milk her?
Squish, squish, squish.
But did my cow get sick?
Yes, ma'am.
Was she covered with tick?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did she die? How did she die? And did the buzzards come?
Yes, ma'am.
Did the buzzards come?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did they come?
Flop, flop, flop.
How did they come?
Flop, flop, flop.
Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree, for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree. And he said,
Zacchaeus,
come on down. For I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today. I'm bringing home a baby bumblebee. Won't my mommy be so proud of me? I'm bringing home a baby bumblebee. Ooh, he stung me. I'm squishing up a baby bumblebee. Won't my daddy be so proud of me? I'm squishing up a baby bumblebee. Oh, yuck, there's blood on me.
Bill Grogan's goat.
Bill Grogan's goat.
Bill Grogan's goat.
Was feeling fine.
Was feeling fine.
Ate three red shirts.
Ate three red shirts.
From off the line.
From off the line.
Bill took a stick.
Bill took a stick.
Gave him a whack.
Gave him a whack.
And tied him to.
And tied him to.
The railroad track. whistle blew.
Doo-hoo.
The train drew nigh.
The train drew nigh.
Bill Grogan's goat.
Bill Grogan's goat.
Was doomed to die.
Was doomed to die.
He gave three coughs. In awful pain.
In awful pain.
Coughed up those shirts.
Coughed up those shirts.
And flagged the train.
And
flagged
the
train. My aunt came back. My aunt came back.
My aunt came back.
From old Japan.
From old Japan.
And she brought for me.
And she brought for me.
A big hand fan.
A big hand fan.
My aunt came back.
My aunt came back.
From old Algiers.
From old Algiers.
And she brought for me.
And she brought for me.
A pair of shears.
A pair of shears.
My aunt came back.
My aunt came back.
From Holland too.
From Holland too.
And she brought for me.
And she brought for me.
A wooden shoe.
A wooden shoe.
My aunt came back.
My aunt came back.
From the New York Fair.
From the New York Fair.
And she brought for me.
She brought for me.
A rocking chair.
A rocking chair.
My aunt came back.
My aunt came back.
When she was able.
When she was able.
And she brought for me.
And she brought for me.
A ping pong table.
A ping pong table.
My aunt came back.
My aunt came back.
From Kalamazoo.
From Kalamazoo.
And she brought for me.
And she brought for me.
Some gum to chew.
Some gum to chew.
My aunt came back. From Timbuktu.
From Timbuktu.
And she brought for me.
And she brought for me.
Some nuts like you.
From nuts like you.
I looked out the window and what did I see? Popcorn popping on the apricot tree. Spring had brought me such a nice surprise. Blossoms popping right before my eyes. I could take a handful and make a treat. A popcorn ball that would smell so sweet. It wasn't really so, but it seemed to me. Popcorn popping on the apricot tree. Madalena Catalina. Madalena Catalina, Whoopensteiner, Lullendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name. She had 10 hairs on the top of her head. 5 were alive and 5 were dead. Madalena Catalina, Whoopensteiner, Lullendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name. She had 2 eyes in the middle of her head. 1 was glass and the other was lead. Madalena Catalina, Whoopensteiner, Lullendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name. She had a nose like a garden hose. It wiggled and it wobbled between her toes. Madalena Catalina, Whoopensteiner, Lullendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name. She had 2 ears like sails on a boat. Her Adam's apple bobbed up and down her throat. Madalena Catalina, Whoopensteiner, Lullendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name. She had 2 shoulders like mountain boulders. She kept them overnight in a pair of folders. Madalena Catalina, Whoopensteiner, Lullendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name. She had 2 hips like battleships. When she walked, they both did flips. Woo! Madalena Catalina, Whoopensteiner, Lullendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name. She had 2 teeth in the middle of her mouth. 1 pointed north and the other pointed south. Madalena Catalina, Whoopensteiner, Lullendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name. She had 2 legs like whiskey kegs. They looked more like elephant's legs. Madalena Catalina, Whoopensteiner, Lullendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name. She had 2 feet like slabs of meat.
The kind of meat you wouldn't want to eat.
Madalena Catalina, Whoopensteiner, Lullendiner, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name. One day a truck hit poor had to buy a new machine. Madalena, Catalina, Wolfenschein, and Lullandina, Hogan, Bogan, Logan was her name. We love because God first loved us. We love because God first loved us. We love, we love, we love because God first loved us. We love because God first loved us. We love because God first loved us. We love, we love, we love because God first loved us. A little woolly lamb went running off pell-mell. Then he got lost and nighttime fell. The shepherd looked around, said, "Woolly lamb is lost. I'll find my lamb at any cost." The shepherd found the lamb by following his path. The other sheep said, "Welcome back."
Go.
Spring is here, said the bumblebee. How do you know, said the old oak tree? Because I saw the four deer dancing with a fairy on a windy hill.
Nation of dual automatic, death chaser and piano humidity. Control system, keep your piano safe through all seasons. James Burton Piano Service, route for sunlight waters. Number 5, Clay Ellum, Washington, 98922 phone.
4 2 8 2 1 You may not understand why that's so much fun, but if you've carved a lot of turkey in any day, anything is fun besides carving turkey.
They're up here somewhere.
I brought 5 down.
Okay. Oh, right here?
Here
we have a bunch.
Oh, this is good.
Here we go.
How are we doing?
What's
yeah,
the,
gonna,
don't, yeah.
439. Please, pass these out. We only got 4, and I know you're going to all want one, but can we get a couple more? We got a couple more now. Oh, we've got more now, which you know.
We can probably have copies of this printed up if anyone is interested in the lyrics to that last song.
Ready? She dropped the word. Okay. Now, let me explain. We were duly motivated and moved by this song, and we want y'all to feel it now. And there's little bowls up here, put your money in. And you just come on down. We're here for you now. Ready now?
My privilege to carry
Okay, this is hymn number 439 now, y'all.
Sins and griefs to pray.
It was too much. It was too much. What's next now?
Rainy, I think you're gonna play now.
Come on now.
Come on now, Rainy. It's your turn.
Page. You tell him what you're playing. This is Mr. René Marceau.
Hi. Hello. I'm playing some Bach tonight, as if we haven't heard enough Bach lately. And this is from the Well-Tempered Clavier, it says right here. And this is the first prelude and fugue, and most of you may be familiar with the prelude, may having playing it in school or somewhere. And then I'm also going to play the fugue, and I thought I might just play the fugue just to give you an idea of what the fugue subject was like. And then I'll go back and play the prelude and fugue. Anyway, this is what the fugue is like so that you can listen for it later. Okay, that's your hint. If you know this, don't hum. Yes, only in Latin, though.
I'm gonna ruin my music.
Thank you. Thank you.
In case you thought this was spontaneous, it is. This is a song that I wrote in January for a man who was up here last winter. It's called Apology for Love, or the one in A flat. Sing a quiet song for me, to give my cigarette a light and set my lonely spirit free. I'm standing here beneath the sky without a dream for company. Wait. I need to start this over. Sing a quiet song for me, to give my cigarette a light and set my lonely spirit free. I'm standing here beneath the sky without a dream for company, thinking of the ways you share your sorrow, joy, and mystery. But even when you're here, I know you're not the man I long for, to take my hand, caress my brow, and share my love forever. I guess you're not the kind of man that talks about the one inside, the little one who laughs and cries, the innocent and feeling child. The trusting boy inside of me is curious and wants to find a way to take my grown-up hands and soothe away your troubled mind. But even when you're here, I know you're not the man I long for, to take my hand, caress my brow, and share my love forever. Admit I love you, and sometimes wish you'd stay the night. I know my harbor's not your home, and I am not your beacon light. But still I'm glad you are my friend, despite the emptiness I feel. So please don't let my love offend, and make our friendship false and unreal. Even when you're here, I know you're not the man I long for, to take my hand, caress my brow, and share my love forever. understand. I love you, but it's hard sometimes to want you and to know. You love me, but you're not to be my lover. Sing a quiet song for me.
This one's by Jackson Brown.
It is a dance do in silence, far below this morning sun. You and your life, me and mine, we have begun. There we stand, and without speaking, draw the water from the well. We stare beyond the plains to where the mountains lie so still. And it's a long way that I across the sand to find this peace among your people in the sun, where the families work the land as they have always done. Oh, it's so far the other way, my country's gone. Across my home has grown the shadow of a cruel and senseless hand, though in some strong hearts the love and truth remain. And it has taken me this distance and a woman's smile to learn that my heart remains among them, and to them I must return. And it's a long way that I have come across the sand to find you here among your people in the sun, where your children will be born and you'll watch them as they run. Oh, it's so far the other way, my life is gone. If you look for me, Maria, you will find me in the shade, wide awake or in a dream, it's hard to tell. If you come to me, Maria, I will show you what I have made. It's a picture for Our Lady of the Well. Thank you. you will find me in the shade, wide awake or in a dream, it's hard to tell. If you come to me, Maria, I will show you what I have made. It's a picture for Our Lady of the Well.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's, I put it there for that. It's a step. Kind of. Good night. I forgot the name there. What's your name? I forgot. Come on.
Ryan.
What? Ryan? Say good night to Ryan. Good night, Ryan. Good night, Ryan. All right. Ryan's one of my new friends. Well, this is one of Mary Lowe's favorite songs that I do, so I'm going to do it as a goodbye. Even though I'd much rather play the Flintstones theme song. But. Say, I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just 'cause those words were spoken. I love you, yes I do, I love you. And if you break my heart, I'll cry. So be sure that it's true when you say I love you, 'cause it's a sin to tell a lie.
Thank you.
do bartender and then mill worker, and then bartender in the morning, and then and then
open, wake up, open.
Open, okay. Close your eyes. Okay. We're gonna do three James Taylor songs. I don't know why I'm wearing this.
Let me wear it.
Do you want to wear it? Okay, I should wear the sleeves then. I ripped out my sweatshirt.
Ooh, and what's just is that? This is the
two.
Part of the
that's
goes.
That's right. You wear these too. You're not gonna wear them, are you? All right, fine then. Okay. First one's called Bartender Blues. Oh, that was really sexy.
You like that?
I like that.
It's called One Morning in May.
One morning in May, I spied a
young couple, they was making their way. One was a maiden, so bright and so fair, and the other was a soldier, a brave volunteer. Good morning, good morning, good morning, said he. And where are you going, my pretty lady? I'm going out a-walking on the banks of the sea, just to see the waters glide and hear the nightingale sing. They had not been standing but a minute or two, when out of his knapsack a fiddle he drew. And the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, heart, cried the maiden, hear the nightingale sing. More, for I'd rather hear your fiddle and the touch of one string than to see the waters glide and hear the nightingale sing.
Kind soldier, will you marry me?
Oh, no, pretty maiden, I never shall be. For I've a wife down in London and children. Too many for me. I'll go back to London and stay there for a year. It's often I'll think of you, my little dear. And if ever I return, it'll be in the spring, just to see the waters glide and hear the nightingale sing. Just to see the waters glide, hear the nightingale sing.
Okay.
And wait, is it the moon is slowly, surely slowly? Okay. This is called Close Your Eyes. But you don't have to if you don't want to.
It's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. But I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone. It won't be long before another day. We're gonna have a good time, and no one's gonna take that time away. You can stay as long as you like, so close your eyes. You can close your eyes, it's all right.
it's all right. Well, I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. And I can't sing this song. You can sing this song when I'm gone.
Very, very, very special treat. We have a special visitor from Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. Yeah. Is this gonna be okay here, or do you wanna? What do you wanna do? Her name is.
What's your name, honey?
Well, it has been a very quiet week in my hometown of Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. It's been rather hot and rather dry as well, so that the grass is brown where there is no shade, and when a car comes down the county road, well, a big cloud of dust comes up behind it. Dog days of summer is what we used to call it. And I guess it was this time each year when we used to clip our old dog Buster. Buster was a long-haired dog, and we'd spend a lot of time with the shears because we couldn't get it even all the way around. So we'd keep clipping him until we'd cut him right down to the stubble pretty much. Kind of a dog hiney, which he seemed to enjoy. And we didn't have air conditioners back then either, for many reasons, but one, if you worked in the sun, the shade is cool enough for you. You don't need it to be any cooler. Now the Ankfists, they had an air conditioner. But they were rich, and Mrs. Enquist was in poor health. Though I must say she's been in poor health for about 40 years now. And then there was Father Emo. I guess it was about 20 years ago that he got an air conditioner, but he had terrible hay fever. He'd get all puffed up and have to go around with a hanky in one hand more or less all summer long. And he'd have to go up to the North Shore just to get some relief. And after a couple weeks up there alone with all that scenery, he'd got bored, and he came home, bought an air conditioner, put it in the rectory, sat up close to it for a couple weeks and never felt better. It was when Mrs. Diener got an air conditioner that everyone started to talk. There was nothing wrong with her. Who did she think she was? She said she bought it for her daughter, who would break out in a heat rash. But her daughter only came to visit a couple weeks in the summer, and it was always in June. She says, well, as long as I've got it, I might as well get the use of it. And so she'd run it all summer long next door to us, where we'd sit on the porch and hear it humming away. And I decided that an air conditioner was something I dearly wanted to have. I asked for one. I even complained about the heat. The more I heard Mrs. Diener's air conditioner, the hotter I felt. My mother would say, make the best of it. Life is what you make it. Which she always said when we complained about something. Make the best of it. Life is what you make it. Well, I thought that kind of leaned toward getting an air conditioner. Mrs. Diener had made the best of things. And she said, go outside, do something, keep your mind off it. Which was her second answer to any complaint of unhappiness. But I wasn't about to go outside. I'd been outside all morning picking vegetables, and I knew darn well what there was for me to do out there if I went outside. More tomatoes. This is the time of the year when gardens start coming on hard and fast in Lake Wobegon, and gardeners start to feel that vegetables are taking over their lives. They've planted something out back that they're not in control of anymore. They planted a glacier. It's moving in on them. Wake up some morning, your whole kitchen is filled with tomatoes. There's tomatoes on the counter, a few on the floor that have crawled down there, and they're crawling upstairs. Reach for your toothbrush and grab an eggplant instead. Oh, how'd that get there? Pick up your newspaper, 3 zucchini. Went under there for the shade or to read the comics or just to catch a few Z's. It's a time for gardening nightmares. All you can think of is watermelon vines coming at you with their spiny little fingers. Oh, why'd we plant 12 hills of watermelon? Why'd we plant the big Berthas, the big 40-pounders? I guess we thought we wouldn't have enough. We wanted to have enough extras that we could give to the relatives and friends. But all the relatives have extra. It's the time of year when people bring vegetables around to their neighbors late at night. Leave it on the doorstep. Back in April, you'd kill for a tomato. You would, a real tomato. Not one of those they strip mine down in Texas, but a real tomato, one that tastes like a tomato, not that styrofoam with tomato food coloring, but a real tomato, and you knew how good it would taste. So back in April, you planted 40 tomato plants. My mother would plant 40 tomato plants, and we'd have tomatoes morning, noon, and night for years thereafter. Stewed tomatoes, my mother's idea of a soul food. I remember it was a morning in August. My mother sent my brother, sister, and I out to pick tomatoes. The house was full of tomatoes, but we had to do it anyway. Can't waste them. Pick them. Bring them in. Leave them on the counter. Maybe they'll crawl into the jars themselves. Go out there. I've been picking tomatoes all week, and here were the plants full of red tomatoes. And they were also full of green tomatoes that would turn red shortly. This would be my life, picking tomatoes. Well, my brother, sister, and I lined up and leaned down and started picking. I picked up the biggest tomato I could find, and I threw it as hard as I could against the crabapple tree. It made a wonderful splatty sound. Picked up another one, threw it, heaved it at it. Another one, knocked down some crabapples. Kind of killing two foods with one tomato. Then I threw one at my brother, a little green one. He threw one back at me. We jumped down in the row, and we were heaving them back and forth at each other. And my sister was a good person. She stood up and she said, "You're going to get in trouble." And then she bent over and went back to work. What a target! Her bent all over and everything, so I picked up the biggest tomato I could find, one so big it had been lying on the ground for a couple of weeks. Brown on the underside, there are worms in it. Hard to pick it up without getting it all over yourself. I picked it up and I went into my wind-up just as my mother yelled to me from the kitchen window in a sharp voice. And I had to decide what to do. I think I made the right decision, because the sound of that tomato hitting right on target is a sound you don't get to hear very often in your life. Kind of a flat, watery, squishy sound, kind of like a fat man taking a belly flop. My sister let out a "ha!" And my sister came after me. She did. She was inspired. I usually could outrun her, but she had wings. I went running toward the house yelling, "Mother, mother, mother!" And she got up to me and she grabbed me and she was just about to pound me into the ground. My mother spoke to her from the kitchen window in a sharp voice. And my sister, who was a good person and obedient, let go of me. Hoping, I guess, that my mother would come out and cream me, kind of finish the job. But my mother just said, "That'll be enough now. Go now. Get back to work." My poor sister. I felt so bad for her because she knew that the pleasure of obedience is nothing compared to the pleasure of hitting your sister with a rotten tomato right in the butt. Oh, I felt so sorry for her. Later on that day, she got a hold of me and pinched me, but that was nothing. I was already calling her tomato butt by then. She said, "That's a naughty word. You're going to get in trouble for that. God will punish you for saying that. You better not say it again." But I didn't need to say it again. It was so much fun the first time. Then I looked her straight in the eye and I said, "Don't take it so hard. Make the best of it. Life is what you make it." And then I took off and I outran her that time because I was ready. And that's the news from Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.